A million people say, I got a dope idea. 100,000 of those people write the idea down. 10,000 of those 100,000 write down an elaboration of what this idea is, really becoming obsessed and immersed in that idea.
I mean, you have to feel, you have to know that nothing can stop you.
There's a machine, so you know what it
means. No distractions.
Who are you to even think that you are a businessman, an entrepreneur? You are you, and you have to remember these things, ladies and gentlemen.
You can do anything you want. You just have to make it happen.
Key, I've seen so many people start businesses or get into situations or try and involve people or try and involve a team or try and make a sale. And confidence is key,
It's like, what are you waiting for?
This is your Listen Into 2020.
It's 2020.
All right, what up, man? It's your boy, DJ 2020, Coach 2020, our only 2020 twin. And you are now tuned in to Listen In to 2020. So I really want to hit you guys with this message today. So I just need y'all to go ahead and sit back, relax, and really embody and embrace what I'm saying to you today. So this is my message to entrepreneur, hashtag Pod Talk. Make sure y'all follow the podcast, share the podcast. Make sure you rate it, give me 5 stars, and write a review. Follow me on Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of those platforms at DJ2020. And here we go, people. So the message to entrepreneurs today is all about beware of the dream killers. You have to beware of the dream killers, ladies and gentlemen. I'm gonna say it one more time. Beware of the dream killers. And a lot of people, a lot of entrepreneurs, and this can apply to any life, any basic tactic. This is essential to anything, but very essential to entrepreneurship. Because that's my perspective, that's what I do, that's my lane, and that's what we're here to talk about today, right? So beware of the dream killers, ladies and gentlemen. There are 3 types of dream killers you have to be aware of. There are 3 types of dream killers you have to be aware of, and they're all around you. They're happening all the time. You have, as an entrepreneur, goals, dreams, passions, ambitions, things that you want to do that may seem unrealistic at times, that may seem bigger than the real deal, that may seem bigger than what the norm is, and that's okay. You should have dreams that scare you. Your passions and your goals should be bigger than you. But there are dream killers out there that are ready to take down your dream, degrade your dream, or slow your process, or also just stop you at all, altogether. So, ladies and gentlemen, these 3 types of dream killers I'm going to introduce to you today. I want to inform you about these 3 types of dream killers you have to be aware of. Now, if there are any more dream killers that you have to be aware of, I'm not sure, but I'm going to go ahead and give you the ones that I know of for sure to be the most effective and alert and at work dream killers there are, ladies and gentlemen. You got to be aware of these 3. So the first dream killer that you got to be aware of are indirect dream killers. Indirect dream killers. This can be people that you see on TV. This can be things that you see on social media. These can be friends. These can also be family members that just have certain conversations that you just listen to, and they may not be directed towards you, but they may just relate to you, and they may just fester and settle with you in a way that can cause a negative progress. So instead of moving forward, you're moving backwards, and you're doubting yourself. You're questioning yourself. You're thinking to yourself, I wonder if that apply to me. I wonder if I'll go through that. I wonder if I should just do this. I wonder if I'm thinking too big. Those things, those indirect dream killers, can really allow doubt to set in. And doubt is not what entrepreneurs, doubt is an entrepreneur's worst enemy. Now, failure is our best friend, but doubt, my friend, is our worst enemy. We don't deal with doubt. We don't deal with doubt. We look at doubt and we say, oh, no, doubt, get out my face, right? So indirect dream killers, man, could be social media. It could be things you see on TV. It could be your favorite actress getting a role that you wish you could have got. You see them always succeeding, and you never get a shot. Don't stop working because it was at one point in time before that person that was getting 10 movie roles a year, that person was struggling just like you. So you have to continue working. Look past the indirect dream killers, man. This is important. This is key, baby. Next, baby. The closest
like one of the second closest dream killer to you are direct dream killers. Now, these dream killers, you have to be aware of, because sometimes these dream killers are people that you love, people that you know, people that you like very much, people that you look up to. These can be people that have supported you, people that have saw you through your entire journey, your entrepreneurship journey. And these people can say things to you to try to knock you off your game. Now, this may not be intentional, but it's still a direct hit. Now, it's not indirect, but it's not necessarily intentional. It may be intentional. It may be people out there just, quote unquote, hating on you. And, you know, we know what we do with the haters. We shrug them off. We shake them off. But also with the people that you love that may say things to give you a different way of thinking of things, understand that these people can be dream killers as well. This can be mom. This can be dad. This can be your favorite teacher that you've kept in contact with for years. This could be your best friend that you've known since the sandbox. This can be anybody. This can be anybody. This can be your boss that has developed you for months or years at the job. This can be anybody. But you have to stay in tune with your dreams, passions, goals, ambitions. You have to, because, again, your dreams are sometimes unrealistic or sometimes ununderstandable. You can't wrap your mind around sometimes how this is possible, but you know it can be done. That is the embodiment of an entrepreneur. We don't always have the answers, and we know this. The purpose of being an entrepreneur is being resourceful, knowing that there's always a way to find the answer, even if you don't have it. Five times out of ten, you won't have the answer, so you have to be comfortable with going to someone else or going to a different resource or going to an outside resource for that answer. So don't ever think that there's something that's going to knock you off your game. There may be a different way of thinking about things. There may be an alternative route to take to that success. Yeah, okay, I get it. But there shouldn't be anything that knocks you from your end goal. Most entrepreneurs, they see the start, they see the finish, and we just fill in the blanks in between. Of course, it's okay to have a plan, and it's best to have a plan. But if you have a plan, these dream killers can't get through. So mom, dad, they can't make you think of things differently, because your plan that you've written out has worked for you. We talked about writing down your idea, elaborating your idea in previous podcasts. So if you haven't, please listen back, ladies and gentlemen. So along with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, you have to really look at these people that you love. Be selfish to yourself. Say, hey, I appreciate your support all this time, but right now, I got this. And you have to be confident in what you're doing. You have to stay focused. You have to follow through, because you don't want to be this person that's being stubborn and you're still not being proactive or productive, because that, you're going to make yourself look terrible, right? So be proactive, be productive, stay focused, and stick to the plan. Don't let those family, friends, mom, dad, sister, uncle, boss get to you or let you or knock you off your game or kill your dream. The next and third most vital and dangerous dream killer there is you. You are the most dangerous dream killer you know. Not me, not the person next to you, not your friend, you. You always let doubt set in. And if you are on your game, the first two won't even affect you. The indirect and the direct dream killers will never get to you. So if the first two are bothering you, the last one is as well, because you let it happen. You have a decision to make, people, when people try to kill your dreams. You got to say to yourself, and sometimes you have to be stubborn, but don't be stupid. Don't be in a situation where you think you're right all the time and no one else can tell you anything. Hear it. See it for what it is. If it's a dream kill attempt, then dodge it, evade it, and keep going. But sometimes people do offer great advice, great resources, great words of encouragement that we have to see through. So with that also being said, as a dream killer, if you're not being proactive, if you're not being productive, you're killing yourself. You're killing your dream. You're not allowing your dream to grow. The only way you can grow a flower is by watering it. The only way you can grow a dream is by working it. Having people work it for you. Working it with the people. Working it by yourself. However you gotta work it. Right? So, that dream killer in yourself, you have to kill that dream killer first. The other two won't matter once you get to that point, and everything else will fall into place. Those people will still love you. Those people will still see you as smart and genius and as great as you always known yourself to be and as great as they've always known you to be. And the best effect is if you are smart, you are being productive and proactive, then your dreams will come true. And you have to totally evade all of these direct, indirect, and self-inflicted hits. So don't let anybody kill your dreams, ladies and gentlemen. Beware of the dream killer. I hope this really sit home with people. I really feel like if this does sit home with you, go ahead and share it. Share it to a friend. Let a person know that you got to stay focused. And if you ever feeling, if you're feeling down and out, if you're feeling like, you know, a little discouraged, this one's for you. So beware of the dream killers. Mom, dad, best friends, cousins, yourself, the guy across the street, the commercial that just came on TV. Don't think about those things. Focus. All right? So this is your boy, DJ 2020, Coach 2020, the only 2020, signing out. Again, man, make sure y'all follow me on all that social media. Make sure you share this podcast. Rate the podcast. Give me 5 stars. Give me a review. I love you guys. Keep on listening. Peace.